Saturday Magazine, sponsored by Velocity Rewards,
the award-winning loyalty program for Virgin Australia's frequent flyers.
Right now is one of the most important times in the 26-year history of Joy. Times are tough financially, but that will never stop us delivering powerful, meaningful, and uplifting radio for you. To get ready for the future, we're launching Joy Nation, and we need your support to do it. So help Joy by asking your workmates, your next door neighbour, your mum, your dad, your siblings, and of course your friends. Go to joy.org.au and make a donation to build Joy Nation. Joy, your voice, your radio station.
This is Saturday Magazine.
And you are listening to Saturday Magazine with Macca and Tass. Macca?
Thank you, Tass. So we're going through candidates. We chose six LGBTQI plus candidates that have
randomly, Macca. We chose them randomly.
Randomly.
They have not been a councillor before.
No. And basically we want to showcase a selection of views, a selection of candidates, not existing candidates, not existing councillors. We know there are more queer candidates. In fact, that's a really pleasing thing that there are so many. And I want to actually put on record our thanks to the Victorian Pride Lobby.
Yeah, great work.
For the survey that they've done, Rainbow Votes, you know, Google it. If you haven't already voted and you're not in these councils, Google it to see what the queer views of the candidates are. It's really, really valuable. Each candidate is going to get the same amount of time, and basically that means they'll get a minute 30 to answer the question. All the questions will be the same.
And they've all signed the Rainbow Pledge.
And they get a minute 30 at the end to do their final pledge. We ask you to listen. Make up your own mind about the candidates. You've got your postal ballot. If you haven't filled it in, think about it. It does matter. So who's our next
candidate, Macca, is from the seat of Yarra, which is the inner city seat that includes bits of Fitzroy and Richmond and Collingwood and other parts of inner Melbourne. And the candidate is Mitchell Price. Good morning to you, Mitchell.
Good morning.
Great to have you on the airwaves.
Great. Now, Mitchell, it's Macca here, as an LGBTQI plus person, what obstacles or barriers, if any, do you anticipate to your ability to contribute to council decisions? And I encourage you to use the minute and a half if you can.
I don't think there's any barriers. I think it's really an opportunity to bring a diverse background. I think people of LGBTIQ backgrounds normally come from backgrounds and experience of adversity. So, yeah, we've been through tough times. We've had to do things that, you know, others haven't. So that kind of makes us built for lively discussions in council chambers, but also it also brings a different perspective. And I think that as the community is, and perspective is changing, and more people, and you know, we're all accepting LGBTIQ rights these days, I think it's really important that we have diverse representation.
Thank you.
Mitchell, we note that, like other candidates this morning, you have signed the Rainbow Pledge. Should you get elected to council, how will you deliver on your commitment to the pledge, especially if you are the only queer councillor?
And a big thank you to the Pride Lobby for the work they did getting the candidates to sign the pledge. If I'm elected next week, I'll be sitting down with the Pride Lobby and making sure that their priorities are heard. And I'll be sitting down with the CEO and also making sure that the pledge that I made is something that I can, you know, discuss with her and also my fellow council colleagues.
Do you think, if I can just ask a quick supplementary there, you know, a lot of these inner city councils are very diverse and very engaged with communities. Do you think delivering on some of those commitments is going to be difficult? Is it going to be challenged by finances or something like that, perhaps?
I think it's a really strange time we find ourselves in. I think councils and councillors that will be elected next week will have probably the toughest job with lack of resources. That makes it no excuse to be able to stand up and deliver on the pledge and the diversity outcomes that the pledge aims to achieve. So nothing's impossible, and I think that you know, with the right strategy. This isn't about, you know, grandstanding and trying to get the best results for me as a candidate or a councillor. This is about getting the best results for the community. So I'll work with my other councillors and prioritise the pledge as something that if I'm elected next week.
Great. Look, thank you for that. And I just want to say we had a question from a listener. We'll get to the next question in a sec. What happened to the A and the LGBTQI plus acronym? I know. It seems to be...
My apologies.
No,
it's a criticism of us, actually, Mitchell.
Yeah, it's of us.
But I have to say that where we draw our reference from is from the Victorian LGBTIQ plus Communities Commissioner,
yes,
Ro Allen, who recently changed their title from the Commissioner for Gender and Sexuality to the Commissioner for LGBTIQ plus communities. So that's where we get our reference from. Thank you for the feedback, 892.
We'll take it up with Ro,
I think.
With Ro. Now, I've just got another next question here. Should you be elected, what can the LGBTQIA plus community expect from you?
One of the things that's been really evident to this campaign is that the people in Yarra, particularly Melbourne Ward, feel like they haven't been listened to and that their concerns have not been raised. And I've been really overwhelmed by the support of the community of people contacting me on social media, etc. So what you can expect from me is accessibility. I will return your phone calls. I will champion your issue and I won't take no for an answer.
Great.
Thank you for that.
They're nice succinct answers, aren't they?
Yeah, they're great. So the next question is really about discrimination. Can you promise and do you commit to our community that you will actively oppose any council policies or programs which discriminate against LGBTIQA plus people? And if so, how will you go about this?
Yes, is the short answer, and I will work with the council CEO, as she's employed by the councillors and the mayor, whoever that might be, to ensure that all of our policies are reviewed at the start of the new council term, work with Victorian Pride Lobby, get them involved in the conversations, work with the commissioner and get her advice as well. I think it's really important at the start of a new council term, it's an opportunity to look back on the last period and also look forward. So I'll be working with those people to ensure that the rights, the discrimination is not against our community and the LGBTQIA plus is at the forefront of policy making.
Thank you. Now, in your final pitch, Mitchell, you get 90 seconds, and I encourage you to use that. Think about perhaps some of the things you haven't touched on. And, you know, you're pitching it towards why should our listeners, if they're voters in the ward in the city of Yarra that you're standing in, why should they vote for you?
My vision's pretty simple. It's one, to make Yarra and Melba a better place to live, work and visit. And how we're going to do that is I've put together an action plan and some of those things I think that your listeners would be interested in. Improving amenities, dog parks, signage, bins, everything through COVID. People going into parks and outdoor spaces. There's not enough rubbish bins. There's not enough toilet amenities. Things are worn down or broken. That's not good enough. Investing in active transport, so more cycle lanes, parklets. Let's get e-scooters and e-bikes back on the street. I want to establish a criminal and tech working group, so pulling together all the business experience in that area and cutting red tape so we get the government out of the road so the community can actually take control of criminal again. Establishing a community grant scheme, every resident to receive a voucher in the mail. That kind of then links into my next one around the small business relief package. Business is hurting. So let's support our local businesses in Yarra. A COVID action plan, we don't really have one. That's a bit concerning. And one of the things that I'm really passionate about is supporting a public arts program and support for live music and small bars. These are the heartbeat of any community. And lastly, let's develop a Visit Yarra campaign. Let's get people in neighbouring suburbs to actually come and visit and try out our bars, restaurants, and enjoy what we love to live, what we enjoy here in Yarra.
Great. Thanks, thanks, Mitchell. Mitchell Price is a candidate in Melbourne Ward for
the City of Yarra.
I want to thank you, Mitchell, for making the time to talk to us. Also, putting yourself up for election, that's not an easy decision to make, and putting yourself into public scrutiny. And I hope, you know, that should you be successful, we'll get to talk to you again. We'd like to, you know, have engagement with the councils that surround the City of Melbourne. So,
and best wishes with your election campaign. Yeah.
Thank you very much. Have a great day.
Thank you, and enjoy the rest of your day and the rest of your campaigning.
Now, that was Mitchell Price, candidate in Melbourne Ward in the City of Yarra. They've been good candidates, Tass. I'm actually...
Yeah, what are your reflections, Macca?
Well, I find, you know, and I include in that basically also the City of Melbourne Lord Mayoral candidates. Mm. And with some exception, the candidates are remarkably well-informed and answered the questions. I think they'd done their research. They'd taken this seriously. That gives me great faith in democracy when democracy around the world is under such threat. A lot of us make jokes about local government, you know, roads, rates and rubbish. But at the end of the day, they are the front line of a lot of services, and particularly think about for the more mature members of communities, local government has a pretty big involvement with older folk in our communities, whether that's through Meals on Wheels or social activity, you know, clubs and things like that. That's really important.
Is that for the post-60-year-olds, Macca?
It is, yes, for us, Tass. And, you know, I make jokes, yes, about the People's Republic of Moreland, but at the end of the day, this is your chance to actually have a say.
Yeah, I agree.
And to elect a candidate or candidates that are going to reflect your views. And I am encouraged that the candidates we've spoken to today and in the last 2 weeks almost overwhelmingly have actually done their research, but not just done their research, you know, we can tell when people are having a lend of us and, you know, some exceptions. I think candidates have been pretty upfront.
And they're speaking to our audience.
Yeah,
I mean, are an LGBTIQA plus community and, you know, you actually need to speak to us.
Yeah, I mean, Tass gets a vote in the City of Port Phillip.
And I also get a vote in the City of Melbourne.
So do I. And I also get a vote in City of Moreland. So, you know, I'm interested in what these candidates have to say. You know, when you get the brochure, Tass, here's the candidate's statements. And sometimes there's not a picture of them and there's nothing. Like, their candidate statement is, I'm not going to show you a picture and I'm not going to tell you what I stand for.
Yeah, well, how does that work?
Well...
Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9, proudly sponsored by Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.